So I was always bullied in school. I was always called fat in school. You know, like my partner would try and take a photo of me or my family. I'd be like, oh my God, please don't, I don't want to see it. And I'd look at it and I'd feel sick.
Hey, this is Hunter, your host for the Another Angle podcast. We're here with Daisy today, one of our lovely weight loss patients and influencers. We're going to be chatting all about her life on the medication and how she's enjoying the right angle treatments. Thank you very much for coming in all this way.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I know you've come in from Essex, but yeah, delightful Tuesday morning here in the right-angled studio that may or may not be in the back corner of the office, but you know, we're stoked to have you here. You know,
yeah, I was really excited. I was felt honoured to be invited down.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously you've come on board as one of our influencers. So
it's
really nice to kind of meet you in person. And obviously the people that we want on board are, you know, the people that are in and amongst the company. So it's really great to have you here. So I think we'll just get stuck straight into it, to be fair. So obviously you've been taking weight loss medications for how long now?
So I got my first pen the end of September last year.
Okay.
So I literally had gone on holiday and I just saw the photos and I was just so upset. I was literally like, oh my God, like you don't realise until you actually have full front photos. And I was just like, I was humming and hawing it for a little while. And, I was like, do you know what? I would rather do it like just calorie deficit, just exercise. But I was just, I really did hum and haw about it for ages. And then I just woke up one day and I said, right, I'm going to go for it. And I want, and I had a goal in my head and I said, I want to hit this goal by literally before summer. And I've hit my goal.
And well, you hit your goal.
Just maybe a few pounds out. But yeah, I've hit my goal for what I wanted to be. I'm just so, so glad that I took the plunge and I did it. But yeah, so end of September was when I first ordered.
I guess it's, because I think a lot of people kind of have that hesitation, right? Like I think definitely, especially last year where it was a bit more taboo, you know, it was, people were a bit more uncertain on it. So how long were you kind of back and forth about actually taking the medication?
So I'd not actually, I'd heard of like other brands, but I'd not actually heard of the Manjaro until sort of like the end of summer last year. And it did take me around maybe like 2 months to like decide to go for it or not. And I was actually going to start after Christmas, but then I just got it early and then I just did it. And then I was on the, I was on five all over Christmas. And yeah, so I just went for it.
Fair enough.
It was scary, but I went for it and I'm so glad that I did. But it's just, you're right. Obviously in your head, you worry, don't you? And it's, I can't believe how popular it's become since last year.
It's a massive commitment, right? Like I think, I think current times people are finding it a lot easier to get on board with taking these medications, just seeing, you know, everyone around them, you know, all of the benefits that they're seeing from it as well. But obviously I would say that you were probably earlier than most of the
100%
starting off. So how did you feel, I guess, starting off? Like was there any withdrawals from like telling people that you were hopping on the medication, or how did you navigate that?
So I told my mum and my dad, I told my partner, obviously. I think that was it actually. I didn't have any side effects to start off with. I was actually really lucky to the point that I was like, do I move up straight away? Because I was, you know, I was still really hungry. Obviously you should still be hungry. You shouldn't have complete no food noise. And I was like, do I move up? So I took the plunge and after 4 weeks I moved up to five and I learned very, very quickly that five was too strong and I was like, no, I need to drop back down. So I went back down to 2.5 and I ended up doing 2.5 for about 2 months and then I went to five. But yeah, at first I was, didn't really feel much, didn't, you know, nothing was really different. I mean, obviously it takes a while to kick into your system, doesn't it? It's not just you're going to take the medication and then straight away.
Like magically melting everything off.
And I get a lot of like girls in my inbox and they'll be like, oh, well, I've took this took this injection a few hours ago and I'm not feeling anything. I'm still feeling starving.
A few hours ago?
Yeah. And I'm just like, in the nicest way possible, I'm like, it takes a while to obviously moisture into your, I don't know if that's the word, but it takes a while to sort of kick into your system. Yeah. It's not going to be a straight, there you go, you know.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, we...
Everyone's different, of course.
Well, exactly. But, I was going to say, you hear... not frequently, but enough of these people being like super responders to the medication. So that wasn't you then? Like it took a little bit of time for it to...
Yeah, so literally like I was just, you know, still really hungry, like starving. And I just thought maybe 2.5 was a bit too weak for me. So I did quickly, obviously you have that option to move up after 4 weeks. And I did take that option. And then when I took 5, I was just very... fatigued, very bad nausea. Right. I didn't feel like I could get out of bed. And I was like, right, no, I need to move back down. It's too strong, you know.
So those are the side effects that were really taking off. That was when you were on 5 initially?
So when I was on 5, I was having really bad, like, have you had a sulfur burps? I'm sure you have.
They're not
pretty. Okay. I had sulfur burps. I had really bad nausea. And just literally, like, my head would just, I always wanted to be, like, asleep. I was so tired. And obviously, being a mum to a four-year-old, you can't feel like that.
I was going to say, you don't really have that opportunity.
It's fast-paced. So I just said, right, I'm going to come straight back down. And then I was on 2.5. And then I think I went up to 5 just after Christmas.
Okay.
I believe. But, yeah, I'm literally still on 5 now.
So you've just... been maintaining that the whole way through, and that's
I went on 7.5 and it was awful. I literally was really, really, like, not poorly, but I was just like, well, you could say poorly, but I was just really, really tired, had no energy, I couldn't stomach any types of food. And as we all know, if you are not going to eat your calories, then you're not going to lose weight. In my opinion anyway, you have to be eating your calories, you have to be. I've always found when I've got really high suppression, I'm not losing weight because I'm not eating enough.
That's interesting. Okay. I mean, I guess everybody's different, right?
Like, no,
of course. And that's completely valid as well. I was going to touch on, I guess, going kind of all the way back.
So okay,
have you had like weight issues growing up, or has this been like a recent thing for you?
So I was always,
like, last year, or?
Yeah, so I was always bullied in school. I was always called fat in school.
Right.
I don't think I've ever been massive. Like,
right.
Big, but after I had my son, I did sort of overindulge. I got into a new relationship who I've been with now for 2 years next month. Mm. And I just sort of like, I did put on weight. And you wouldn't look at old photos and think, oh my God, this girl is really, really big.
Right.
I'd got in my head to, I was overweight.
Yeah.
So I was probably on the border of obese if I was to put my BMI into Google. But yeah, I've always had body hang-ups. I've always felt, you know, like my partner would try and take a photo of me or my family. I'd be like, oh my God, please don't. I don't want to see it. And I'd look at it and I'd feel sick. And it was the body image. Even now, like after I've lost 3 stone, 9 pounds.
Wow.
And I still look in the mirror sometimes and feel big.
It's tough to get away from
those,
isn't it?
So tough.
Yeah.
So tough. And I'm like, you know, people around me are like, you've lost so much weight. Oh my God. And I'm just like, have I? But then other days I feel like I have. It's weird. It's very up and down.
I get that though. So, well, obviously the confidence thing has been a massive factor for years now, it seems. So do you find that's like kind of slowly coming into the framework? Do you think you're getting better with it, or?
Yeah, the confidence is definitely coming back.
That's good.
But it's not, I'm not 100% where I want to be in regards to, I thought by now I would be weaning off and going on to maintenance, but I still want to lose more.
Okay.
So it's like, I think because I'm short as well, I'm like 5'3".
Right.
So in my head, obviously, although I weigh like 11 stone, I want to like maybe weigh 10 stone.
Okay.
So I'm a bit in the... I'm in the middle at the minute, but whereas I thought I would be at the end by now in my head.
That's fair. I mean, obviously, I guess goalposts are made to be moved at some point. So, yeah. So, well, obviously, that's kind of the end goal.
Yeah. So, I think what I'll probably do is I will probably have a little break over my holiday, just because I'm going for I'm going for 10 days and I just really want to enjoy myself. And then I think I will go back on 5 when I get back, And I think that's when I want to hit my goal and then obviously look into a maintenance plan. When I hit, it's a strange one because I feel like whatever I weigh, I'm always going to have them days where I don't like what I see in the mirror. But I just feel like, I don't know if that's everyone, I'm not sure, but.
I think you're resonating with a lot of people, to be fair. I don't think that's
I think just, body dysmorphia is a big thing as well. And I think with something like a weight loss medication, you're losing the weight quickly and it's taking a while for your brain to catch up with the weight loss as well.
Interesting.
So yeah, it's I feel like it can take a while to sort of
your own head kind of like justifying how much improvement you've made, but you still see in that old mindset.
Because it's like to lose obviously 3 stone, 7 pounds in 6 months to me isn't that much. But then when I think about it, if it was a case of me just doing the calorie deficit and obviously just exercising, I feel like this would have took a lot longer.
It's substantial, 100%. And obviously if you needed that support, which that's what this medication's here for, right? Then
Of course.
Absolutely, that's your complete right. And obviously it's worked. So
like I'm literally like online shopping and I'm still ordering size 12 to 14s and then I'm wondering why they're so big when I get them, when I try them on. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I'm not a size 10. No, I cannot be a size 10. It's taken a while for the brain to catch up with the weight loss.
Interesting.
It is. It's so interesting, but I'll get there. I mean, I'm really looking forward to my holiday. That's what I've had in my head for the whole time I've been on this weight loss journey is I want to actually go to the Caribbean and I want to be in a bikini and I want to feel confident.
You just want to enjoy yourself, right? You don't want to feel like you have to shy away from anything.
And I think that's why I'm going to take a break as well, because I did obviously just think to myself, like, I'm going to take a few weeks off. I'm just going to enjoy my holiday and then my head's back in the game when I get back. But I don't think I'll ever get past 5 milligrams now.
Fair.
Because I did 7.5 and it was horrendous.
Didn't work.
Yeah, just didn't want to eat nothing. Just didn't want to eat. I was absolutely knackered. I'd actually gone on a date day with my partner and I just wanted to go home and go to bed. And he was like, we've literally come London for the day.
Yeah.
And I just didn't even want to be out. And I was like, well, that's no life, is it?
I mean, and that's good that you're able to acknowledge that as well.
You've got to still be able to enjoy life.
Yeah. I was going to say, I can imagine there's definitely people out there that would feel those exact same emotions that you had, but still kind of push through it because they're like, oh, I need to be on this high dose.
And it's almost like sometimes as well, especially on weekends, I find sometimes I do grieve like being able to go out and have loads to eat, loads of alcohol. Because with alcohol, like I do not drink alcohol anymore.
Really? So is that one of the main changes?
It's just really, really put me off drinking.
I've heard that from multiple people that the medication does tend to throw off how much you're actually enjoying.
Honestly, the thought of having a hangover on Manjaro.
Just not even worth it.
Not worth it, but then it's like, it makes you really bloated. Like for me anyway, I'll just feel really bloated, really sicky, and then I'm just like, it's not worth it.
Okay.
But yeah, I was never a big drinker anyway, to be fair.
Those kind of one-offs are just...
Yeah, like I would quite literally rather watch a film in bed or watch a film on the sofa than go out to the pub or the Wetherspoons.
I mean, it's quite wholesome and you're saving money, so...
I mean, maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know. I'm 30 this year. Who knows? Yeah. I'm either getting too old or it's the Manjaro. I don't know, but obviously I'm a full-time mum as well.
Yeah.
So, I do... Like I've got a 30th this weekend and I'm already thinking, do I have a few WKDs or do I have a few Smirnoff Ices? But it's just, alcohol's just not, it's not an excitement to me.
It's not the same. Okay, no. So outside of that, obviously I know you've only done that like periodically. What are the main lifestyle changes that you've really put into work since you've started?
So as I was saying earlier, I was a snacker. So I would literally get the baby to bed. Well, I say baby, he's nearly 5 now, but he's my baby. I would get him to bed. Yeah. I would get the snacks out. I would get the films on and I would snack. And, you know, we obviously now I have my 3 meals a day. Yeah. I have my treats, you know, I have fruit, I have vegetables, and I'm also exercising as well. I'm not doing the gym as much just because I do get quite tired on Manjaro.
Okay.
So I do a lot of walking.
Steps in.
Yeah, I would like to go back to the gym.
Yeah.
It's just I find I get quite fatigued on when I do my jab. So it's like to go into the gym, I was finding if I was doing a workout in the gym, I'd get very lightheaded very quickly, and I didn't really like that feeling.
That's fair. So what were you doing? Was it just weights or
No. Just like running machine.
Oh, yeah.
What's that thing you do where you step up
Stairmaster.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about that.
I was going to a legs, bums and tums class, and I had to leave three quarters through because I don't know whether it's like because obviously we eat less, I'm not too sure, but I felt very lightheaded and I was like, oh, I don't like this feeling. So yeah, I'm just sticking to walking. Sunny walks with my son.
Honestly, but it's like, it's just moving in general. I don't think, I think people overcomplicate it.
I would love to tone, to be fair, because I feel like with the weight loss, obviously I've had a child, so I've got a little bit of the mum pouch. I would like to tone that. But at the moment, I'm just sort of like, just sticking to the weight loss. And then when I'm at my goal, that's when I will then obviously...
Well, it's completely up to what actually works for you at the moment, right? You don't want to push it.
I don't want to I don't want to overstimulate.
No, absolutely. I completely understand.
But
that.
Obviously, when I get to goal, which I reckon about 10 stone, just below 10 stone, I'll be good.
Yeah.
And I reckon that's when I will start to tone everything up.
Okay. I think maybe just diving a little bit more into how you see kind of the future panning out. Obviously, I know you've got a goal weight that you want to be hitting. Obviously, you were talking about weaning off the medication as well. So let's say all, you know, working out as well as we hope for. How do you see like the next year, 3 years?
So that is a very, not scary conversation, but it's a very like... I don't know because I'm still not 100% if I want to go to maintenance. Do I just want to come off it completely? And hopefully my brain will, you know, I've trained my brain to do everything, you know, in the calorie deficit, hopefully. But I don't know. It is a tough one. Like, will I go to maintenance or will I just come off the medication and try and do this alone? I don't have the answers to that yet. It's scary.
I can imagine that. So
it is so scary.
Well, because obviously if you've been on the medication for how many months now? Like seven?
So I'm going to say seven.
7 months. So obviously that's something that you've not relied on. Obviously a lot of the work's in yourself, which I think a lot of the people that we have talked to, and I know customer service gets with the patients as well.
Yeah,
I think people really don't give themselves enough credit for the work that they
honestly
put in.
I literally get my back up so much when people say that I've cheated in weight loss, because when I tell you that I've probably had every side effect under the sun, and it has not been easy. And yes, I have had that medication to help aid me, but I have also put the work in as well.
Absolutely.
I've also not over ate. I've, you know, ate healthy, moved more. I don't see that I have cheated.
No, absolutely not.
And
like,
it's...
All it is, well, realistic, if you really want to simplify it, is just like appetite suppression.
I just literally feel like it's just that little boost in your weight loss to sort of be like, okay, you're in the deficit, you're in this, you're in that, and then you've got the Manjaro just to give you that extra boost. Mm. It's not a cheating, you know. Everyone has an opinion, but I don't believe that is factual.
Yeah, no, information. It's obviously a massive conversation these days. Like obviously a few years back, it was the whole Ozempic situation in the United States. And that, I think the way that was viewed, obviously with kind of like celebrities taking it as well, I think that was probably where a lot of the taboo came from.
Of course,
where it was going to like the wrong people. But obviously, you know, Manjaro Wegovy was getting tested with diabetic patients, they realised they had weight loss benefits, and then that's kind of how it's...
Because it was more Ozempic, wasn't it? And then I literally heard of Manjaro sort of probably September time, and I'd heard such great things, and that's when I was like, I've never been on Ozempic, I've never been on anything like that, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go for it, because I was seeing insane results, and, you know, the girls were looking absolutely stunning, and I was like, oh my God, like, I'm going to try this, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, then obviously I've tried.
Well, exactly. That's the other thing. Like, you can just stop if it's not working for you, right? And there's obviously going to be people out there where it's it's not the right thing.
It literally takes a few weeks to come out of your system. Yeah. So you literally just stop that jab, and then it's not going to be for everyone. Yeah. It's not going to be for everyone. And it is a case of you can just come off it and you can go back to your calorie deficit and your exercise. Absolutely. And stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like you've really put all of the pieces of the puzzle together, right? And
yeah,
with your lifestyle, with your eating choices.
I make a joke of it because I feel like Manjaro is my whole personality at this era in my life, because
yeah,
obviously, like, I speak about Manjaro quite openly on my page. Yeah. I have girls come to me for advice, and it's just all day, every day is Manjaro, and I just want to help everyone, and I just want to share my story, basically. And it's a part of my life that I will never forget, because one, it's helped me to lose the weight,
yeah,
and for two, it's brought me opportunities that I never thought would happen.
Absolutely.
So it's insane.
Yeah, absolutely. Insane. So yeah, obviously you've been posting on the social media.
Yes, I have.
For a little bit now.
Yeah, so I've literally started taking the social media more full time in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
So I've actually gained about 10,000 followers in that time, which never thought up would happen.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like, well, how's this happened?
Well, obviously
I'll take it.
Obviously you're doing something right.
I hope
well.
So. Yeah. I mean, I try and keep my page as transparent as I can be. I'm never, ever going to just sugarcoat this and be like, oh, this is this and this is that. I literally, my journey is my journey. And I'm truthful about that journey.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the best thing I ever did. I wanted to keep it secret. I didn't want people to know. And then I just woke up one day and I was like, you know what? I want to broadcast this. It's a big story in my life. And people, obviously, you know, you post pictures and people are going to think, oh, she's lost weight. Yeah. I wonder how she's done that. And it's like, well, if I'm actually broadcasting, I'm actually telling the story, then you're going to know. And if I can help anyone, then I've done something right.
Well, I was going to say, I think that's the intention, right? Like, you're just getting the right information out to your community, and that's just quite a nice thing.
I mean, I have friends that are like absolutely on top of the world at the moment because they've struggled with their weight. They have gone onto this medication and they've got a new lease of life.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to think that I have helped them to get
absolutely
onto that journey.
Well, I think that's probably one of the most common phrases that we hear, is that people do have that new lease on life.
Yeah.
Right? Like they're able to do things that they weren't able to previously, like people with, you know, significant medical conditions.
I literally was having
their weight
chat
as well. So it's like, it's completely viable. And I think the way that it is opening up and being a lot more accepted now, I think it's going to, it's just going to benefit.
Well, I was literally having this chat with one of my friends the other day, and she was like, you know, I can run around the playground. I can run around the park now. I can take my son here. I can take my son there. And, you know, she's so happy. And that's what you want to see. And I think when you're like, you're seeing the results yourself, you're going to be happier in yourself. I do also think that Manjaro really, really helps with your mindset as well. I feel like my anxiety has been a lot better since taking it, which,
Has that been like related to, like, just losing the weight, or do you think?
I don't know, to be honest with you, but I'm a pretty calm person now, whereas I used to be very, very, like, I wouldn't say jittery, but anxious.
Okay.
Like, I feel like before Manjaro, coming to something like this would literally petrify me and I would be having a panic attack.
Yeah, but I
do feel it has, and you're right, it probably has changed my mindset in a way that I'm losing the weight, I'm fitting in clothes that are like smaller.
Yeah.
I'm seeing the results. I'm being able to run around a park with my son.
Absolutely. And
yeah. So I think, yeah, it's definitely helped in a lot of ways, 100%, not just weight loss.
I was going to say, was your son one of the driving factors to wanting to kind of lose
all the
weight?
Yeah. So probably the main thing was to actually not be petrified of someone taking a photo of me.
Okay.
Literally,
having to
take that phone. Like, I'd remember I'd be on holiday and my partner would like try and take a video of me on holiday. I'd be like, please do not post this. Leave me alone. But now I feel like I still don't feel 100% happy if I'm videoed off guard, but I'm a lot better than what I was.
At least you're improving, right?
Exactly.
I think it's the baby steps, because
then
there's also the other impression, which we've talked about as well, that obviously when you start on the medication, like, all of these kind of worries in your life are going to you know, melt away and you're going to be a completely new person immediately.
Yeah, I think it's
the conscious decisions, being able to acknowledge that, let's say if you did have anxiety previously with people taking your photo, like what's the reason?
Yeah, I hate it.
Self-confidence kind of thing, like being able to work past that. And if this medication helps in that, then that's, it's amazing, to be honest.
Yeah, like now, like a lot of my content is taken in like my full mirror in my bedroom, and like fast forward, like, you know, rewind 6 months ago, there would be no way I'd be videoing myself in that mirror.
It's a small thing that you wouldn't think of, right?
No.
But the fact that you are actually doing that just tells you that.
Literally trying on all these different clothes and doing clothing hauls, and I'm like, God, I would never have done that.
I was going to say, like, you must step back a few times, realising what you're doing. It's like, this is great.
Honestly, like, as I say, the other day, I had to take a load of things back because I'd order it all in 12s and I'm like a 10 now. And I always thought I must still be a 12 because I'm quite like heavy on top, like bust. But yeah, I'm fitting in a 10 and I'm like, that's insane.
That's amazing.
That's crazy. Yeah. Are you sure that's right? But yeah, so good, and though. I feel like since I've lost weight as well, trying on clothes is like the best thing ever. It's like therapy. I love it.
Yeah,
I'm literally getting my like, I'm just taking out my whole wardrobe and selling it all, and then getting all brand new stuff and trying it all on.
Yeah,
it's so much more fun when
you're
smaller.
That's brilliant, though. I feel like that must be a really nice kind of switch of mindset as well. Like knowing that you're kind of like moving out the old version
it's
of yourself, so like
fun.
Bringing in the new, right?
Vinted is my best friend at the moment because everything is going on Vinted, and I just have a bit of an addiction with shopping, to be honest, at the moment.
I mean, it's obviously because of the
need all
strides
brand new
that
clothes.
You've made, right? Yeah, exactly, and it's a good excuse. I can completely resonate with that as well.
Because I think that's when I noticed that I was losing weight properly, because I was putting on like pajama shorts and they was baggy and they was falling down. Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, like I'm not a size 14 anymore. I had to get rid of the 14s. But it was only when I started seeing how baggy things had got, I was like, okay, yeah.
Need to make a shift.
But did I think, I mean, my younger sister, she's a size 10 and I never ever thought that we would be
the same.
Sharing clothes.
Yeah,
like she's coming home for the summer and I'm like, you need to bring all your clothes back so we can share clothes. I know. And I've probably always been, even when I was younger, I've always been like a 12 to 14.
Right.
So to be getting into a 10, it's a bit surreal for me at the minute.
But that just must be very satisfying, just knowing how far you've come, right?
It's lovely. And I think a size 10 for me is perfect.
Cool.
A perfect size, and yeah, I would like to obviously lose a bit more, but the dress size I am at the minute, I'm happy with.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. I'm so happy to be on board.
Amazing. Well, we're happy to have you here as well.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for tuning in. This has been Hunter, your dedicated podcast host for the Another Angle podcast. We've been in with Daisy, one of our lovely weight loss influencers. You can stream today's episode across all platforms on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music. Hopefully, we'll see you again next week.